What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Beta Fans. I am AJ. He's JJ. That's JJ.
I'm DJ.
I'm Bumble so bad. Okay, we have two Ram ambassadors, one wannabe Raider ambassador.
Okay.
Okay. But how are you guys doing?
Hungry.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You doing good? You got your cancer 2.0 out of the locker room. And now all of you guys are like, hell yeah.
Yes. So the atmosphere is phenomenal.
Smoking with the owner?
The players, they love the new coach. They love his blatant honesty. He's the type of man that I would be really good friends with. He's a great guy. No, the way he speaks, the way he announces himself,
yes,
just the brutal honesty that he conveys and just lives his life by, according to what I've seen. The players seem to really advocate for the man and really play hard, because I'm like, that's the best defense I've seen. Because even O'Connell, I'm like,
hey,
he didn't really look that great if you actually saw him play.
No, we did.
Yeah, his passes, most of them were pretty high in my opinion, underthrown. But I feel like that's just he needs to have a better connection with his teammates.
Yeah. Well, since you started off with describing the Raiders, let me give the topics first, and then we'll transition. So we'll start off.
Amen. Yeah, that's
State of the Raiders. We'll do everything backwards. State of the Raiders / State of the Rams. And then the questions: are Dolphins phonies? Are they fake?
Okay.
The best team in the AFC.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a very tough one. Should Bill Belichick be fired mid-season? That's, you know, Bills are struggling, and the owner is not happy. Jim Harbaugh to the Raiders.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Jason Kelce, Jason Kelce nominated for Sexiest Man Alive.
Understood.
I'm going to vent on the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 because I just play a story mode. I'm going to vent.
The game came out already?
The campaign.
I don't play that shit, so.
I do. That's like one of the main reasons why I play Call of Duty. And predictions.
I pity you.
Raider Ambassador, you guys fired Josh McDaniels on Halloween Day. Halloween night, you guys, interim head coach is AP, which stands for?
Antonio Pierce.
Cool. He is a Super Bowl champion.
Did you know that? He played for the Giants that beat the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He was a linebacker at the time.
He is from where?
He's from Compton.
Born and raised in Compton.
My brother.
He's a diehard
Raider fan, yes. Okay. I know this guy's in biology.
This guy is just like, was made.
Biography, I meant.
This man's made.
He did your research, I see.
For Raiders.
Yeah, he's my favorite coach so far.
So, before I continue, let me show you guys or tell you guys a funny thing, allegedly, according to Josh McDaniels. Okay. Dave Ziegler, your former GM, was fired, right?
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels forced ex-Raiders GM Dave Ziegler to move on from Derek Carr and sign Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes. I know this already. I knew this at the time.
One of the decision-making in the building that believed to have wanted to pass Garoppolo was GM Dave Ziegler. It's also be rumored that Ziegler is someone who wasn't sold on the idea of partnering ways with Carr. It seemed like Josh McDaniels was one calling all the shots, and unfortunately Dave Ziegler had to go with him.
That's what you get for not standing your ground. Derek Carr should have stayed. I'm a strong advocate of that.
I mean, Dave should have put his foot down and be like, you saying your spot, coach.
This man, Josh McDaniels, literally busted at Josh McDaniels. I mean, Bill Belichick.
Yes, with the, no. Like, he tried to.
I'm the man running this show. What I say goes.
Did he not learn from Tom Brady? They tried to do that with Tom Brady. Guess what? Jimmy G got kicked out. I don't know why the Patriots were so in love with Jimmy G.
Bill.
You think it was just a foreshadow of Bill, and then just the Josh McDaniels was like, Bill knows what he's talking about. Bill is the Messiah. Go get Jimmy G.
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
But now they prove that he wasn't. It was all Tom. All Tom. When the Tuck rule.
I think Bill Belichick had something to do with it, because Bill Belichick made Mac Jones look like a good quarterback.
What?
When?
Huh?
When?
His rookie year when he had offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels?
I'm telling you, he made him look like a good quarterback. He's not a good quarterback.
So let's backtrack. So Josh McDaniels coached Mac Jones. They go to the playoffs, right? Josh McDaniels goes to the Raiders, and Bill's like, he's not going to have an OC. He's going to have a special teams and a defensive coordinator trying to run the OC. Complete garbanzos. This year, I believe they bring Bill O'Brien, the former head coach for the Texans. And he's somewhat, not really, he's still, they're still ass. They can't figure anything out.
No, I think that team just...
So I don't think Mac Jones...
I'm saying that Bill Belichick is not the issue with the Patriots. I think it's just the lack of
Let's ignore the Patriots. What do you think... Well, how do you feel, Raider Ambassador, after that win? The locker room, all the everything that you saw?
I love the energy. It's one of those things where this is why we grew up and fell in love with the Raiders was with this kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. It's like, we dogs, man. We're going to play like dogs out there and then, you know, handle business. Like, none of that, like, prestigious stuff. None of that, like, oh, like, look good. It's like, you know, like, it's like Jokic in basketball. Doesn't matter how you look, man. You just got to, like, go in there and dig deep and do it.
Just do it.
Doesn't matter how it looks, man. A win's a win. Just win, baby. That's it. That's what we went out there to do.
I mean, you guys put 24 at the half.
And then just score 6 more points after
that. No, I don't think that's what it was. No,
24 at the half.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was 24 at the half.
That was like 17.
No, it was 24.
Okay.
I could promise you it was 24 at the half. Because they say
I don't
24 care. At the half and field goals after that with the Giants scoring 6.
Yes.
In the fourth quarter.
Now, can we say this is an anomaly because they played against the Giants?
No, this was because of the defensive effort. And you shouldn't take away from those guys. It was Amik Robertson and Nate Hobbs.
You guys literally broke Mac Daniel Jones. He's out for the season.
Yeah, even Matt Scribe, I think he had like 3 sacks.
Yeah.
Out of the 8. Eight that sacks. Man. That was the best defensive effort I've seen in the last 3 years.
Someone said
pay and get hurt.
I think it was Chad Ochocinco said is either when you have a kid, when you're a single parent, when you're dating someone new, right? And the new partner is not vibing with your kid. It's either you pick the kid or you pick your partner.
The kid, man.
The kid, right? And that's what Mark Davis did. You have a disgruntled kids, your players. Let's just say the players, and you have a wannabe tough guy as your partner, Josh McDaniels. A little
too late, but yeah.
So, I mean, better late than never. You guys could have finished this whole season, and you probably could have ruined even worse.
Yes.
Because right now, let's see, what is your record? What is your standing?
4-4. Or 4-5, I think.
4-5.
We're still playoff contenders.
Yes.
In the AFC?
What are you talking about? The next team is 5-4. Do you not know how to do math?
But you look at
you not know how to do math?
Look at this AFC North. You got the Steelers, the Browns, and the Bengals all having 5+ wins.
Yes.
I'm saying we're still contenders. I don't know what you're saying. I'm not saying guaranteed playoffs.
That kind of sounds, when you say contenders, I'm like, we're going to the playoffs, boys.
I'm just saying we still have an opportunity. I don't know. What do you mean? We're one win away from tying.
I knew it. that was the word. What do you mean? We're one win away. I just love how you say we're just one win away from middle of the pack.
I don't know what you're trying to. I don't know what you're trying to say, to be honest. It's just. Everything I've said is factual.
It's a little too late for this season, but I like...
How is it too late?
You're not going...
We've done better with worse.
You're acting like the...
Look, you know those AFC teams have to face each other, right? The AFC East?
North, you mean?
Yeah, the North. They have to face each other. You know that, right?
Yes.
So what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that are you trying to say that you make it to the playoffs as a wild card?
I'm saying there's a potential to it. I don't know why you're saying
over
it's too late.
Over the Browns.
Yes.
Over the Bengals.
Yes.
Over the Bills. As much as we don't like the Bills. Over the Bills.
Yes.
The
Bills are phony.
How many playoff spots are there? Wild cards.
3.
Okay. You're going to tell me that's not difficult?
It's pretty difficult knowing how loaded AFC is.
The Steelers? I didn't say Steelers. The Steelers, the Browns, and the Bengals will take each other out. Only two teams will come out of it. But you know how difficult it is for three teams to come out of one division?
Very difficult. Okay, but, see, but that's last it. Year, last year, two came Did out of our two it, came out of our division.
Like I said, three. Name three. Name the last time three teams came out of one division.
We'll see how it goes this season, okay? We'll see how it goes.
See? The AFC? You got no arguments.
The AFC East came out with three teams.
Who?
Wasn't the Raiders make it to the playoffs and the Chargers?
No, that's the year the Chargers could have made it. But they ended up, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. And they didn't make it. If we would have just tied.
You said three?
Three teams. The Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Chargers. That's the last time where it was so close.
When we went to Super Bowl, us, Niners, and Seahawks.
And what, how many years ago was that?
Two. Like two?
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, when we won the
Super 2020. Bowl.
2020. 2021.
You guys won in 2021?
Yeah.
You guys won 2 Super Bowls ago.
Yeah, because 2020 was the Buccaneers with COVID. Yeah. And
so you had 3 seasons ago.
And then last year it was Chiefs.
Yes.
So 3 seasons ago. Yeah.
Three seasons, 2 lifetime years. Yes.
So yeah, 3 seasons ago.
Okay.
Yes.
And then before that, it was probably a long time.
I'm just saying,
difficult time.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, but you had to get help. You didn't even know this.
Just win, baby.
I'm just saying, it's difficult.
It's difficult, but not impossible.
Yeah, because the NFC sucked.
Yes.
That's the reason why it happened.
Well, I'm telling you, the AFC is loaded from head to toe.
That's why it's difficult for them to get all three teams to get out.
And that's what I'm telling you, it's even difficult for you guys to make the wild card.
But you haven't made any legitimate argument towards that.
So, assuming the Dolphins win
the division. Okay, Bills.
Where's your apple pen?
Bills? So, you're saying we just have to beat out either the Steelers or the Browns. And that's it. We have to beat one of those teams out.
So, you're just going to automatically discount the Texans?
Yes, I am.
And what about the Bengals?
You could replace the Steelers with the Bengals, and sure.
What about the Browns?
I already have the Browns included. Are you
okay? So the Browns
something?
No, the Browns are included.
Something wrong with you?
No, you say the Browns are included, and you're going to swap out the Bengals.
I'm saying you could swap out Steelers and Bengals. I'm saying only two teams are coming out of there.
I'm saying three. No, not two. Not three. I'm going to say two, and the other will come from the AFC East.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We only have to beat out one team from the AFC North. That's it. You're acting like we have to go through hurdles.
I think you do have to go through hurdles.
By beating one team?
No, not one team, just the rest of the season, because you guys got
the Jets.
Didn't say the Jets. You guys got the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Vikings, the Chargers.
The Vikings? The Vikings are...
You think the Vikings won.
They got lucky.
So, wins a win. You got to put respect on that.
Okay, I'm saying that team is in shambles.
So, I'm going to give you only...
Justin Jefferson is designated comeback.
And the Chiefs lost to the Broncos.
But
the Chiefs lost to the Broncos.
But the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC right now.
No, they're not when you lose to the Broncos.
Who's a...
Bruh.
Okay, the state of the Raiders. Anything else you want to say with the state of the Raiders?
No.
Okay. State of the Rams. We signed Carson Wentz.
You fucking suck. That's how bad we
are. I fucking hate it. I hate this guy.
Okay.
I wonder if his contract's still
no
thing.
I have
no
I
idea.
Don't
you guys signed him or you guys traded for him?
No, he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
So then his contract is probably shit.
Probably. I don't know his contract.
He's probably giving him like $4 million.
Carson Wentz.
Contract? Nothing crazy. Hopefully.
You guys just need a backup because your backup is ass.
We let him go, actually.
Yeah, because he's ass.
The backup now.
Do you know what happened with... You know what's wrong with Stetson Bennett?
No.
I don't know either. Apparently,
no one knows. It's personal.
Yeah, once Matt Stafford gets out, you guys are garbage.
Carson Wentz signed a one-year,
$1.1 million. So you guys need somebody to, you know, just in case.
And Pat McAfee show was trolling Carson Wentz because he's a country boy. And right now is like peak hunting season. So he's like, what better situation for Carson Wentz, you know, to get out of the wilderness, get into the bright lights of L.A., you know,
is that where people are gonna go now? Go to Rams to revitalize their careers?
Baker did.
Hey man,
I'm saying.
Who else came? Von Miller.
A little bit.
Yep.
OBJ.
Yep.
Jalen. I mean, Jalen was good, but
Jalen's been there for a while though.
Robert Woods?
No, I wouldn't say
that. I mean, he was good when he was good.
We did know he's good, but it's not revitalizing his career. He was just good in general. What he's saying is that people are coming here and leaving now good.
Our starters, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. But people that would go there when Derek Fisher was there, no. You can't say that they were good. When Derek Fisher.
Oh, Derek.
Jared Goff, too.
No, he left.
I mean.
No, what I'm saying, that's what Baker Mayfield did too. So I'm
just, oh, true.
Same situation, kind of. And once you leave the Rams, like you, I guess you just get smarter.
It just,
hey, Coach McVay is a good coach.
It's just funny for me that the two quarterbacks I hated the most are came to the Rams.
Matt Stafford,
Baker, and Carson Wentz.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Imagine Brady comes out of retirement. Ah, just kidding.
I don't think AJ hates Brady.
I don't hate Brady.
Okay.
Do you hate Brady?
Oh, I'm not a fan of Brady.
But he's a GOAT.
You can say that, sure.
Who's your GOAT quarterback then?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're not talking about that right now.
Charles Woods.
Charles. Julian Edelman. But yeah, I mean, we're. So you say that guy that started, we let him go.
Who?
The guy that played against the Packers. The quarterback.
Oh, Brett Rypien?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was let go to make space for Carson Wentz.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah, and we also let go of Myles Gaskin.
Carson Wentz, the Messiah. Because you know those back spasms are going to come back and you got to put somebody in. Carson Wentz is man.
Oh, please. Jimmy G needs to just run and then he's going to tweak something.
Jimmy G's not a starting quarterback. I'm just saying,
you had him.
Aiden just has to throw the ball over.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know why you bring up Jimmy G.
Because he's on your roster.
Compare
he's on your roster.
Very controversial.
He's on your roster.
Yes. He's the Carson Wentz of our team. So I don't know why you're comparing him to Matt Stafford.
Because he's injury prone? No, it's injury prone? Injury prone?
So you're saying our bench player is injury prone? He's not
currently
playing.
Currently, our best player is injury prone too.
All of our starters are injury prone. Cooper Kupp. I don't know about Aaron Donald. But
is he back?
Who?
Yeah, he is, but he's not performing, huh?
Who?
The men's gain triple team every play.
Yeah. Okay. They double team him in safeties, and he can't breathe.
Well, sticking with the Raiders real quick, there was a report that said the best coaches for the Raiders, and one of them, number one, according to CBS Sports, was Jim Harbaugh from Michigan State.
This is from the news.
Yes.
The news like to throw, flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah. In nice terms. No, Jim Harbaugh. You say Jim Harbaugh, right? That's the name?
No, it's Justin Jefferson.
So Jim Harbaugh, like the reason why I think this is so idiotic is that Jim Harbaugh has the same kind of, I feel, structural style as the Patriots.
You think so?
I think he's like more rigor. And I don't think we need that for the Raiders. I think we need controlled chaos.
I don't think that's true.
I really want to say it too. Well, it's just funny to it's just funny for the imagination, but
we could have him back in the league.
No. I think he's did his time and he should focus in college.
Well, his college career might be in jeopardy. Allegedly,
he's a cheater.
Yeah. Well, here it is.
Why would you hire? We already had a scandal with somebody who was a cheater and despicable person. Now you want to hire another one?
Well, here's this guy takes it to extreme. I guess apparently there was a Jim Harbaugh. Okay, there was a Michigan employee. Okay. He could have been like a scout for like high school kids or whatever. I guess he, air quotes, allegedly, he really wanted to show Jim Harbaugh how much he is part of the organization, Michigan, be a team player. That he will infiltrate other teams in the Big Ten and stand by near coaches. So when they say, when they're giving the X or when they, like, you know, doing seagulls or whatever.
Sidelines is what we're talking about.
Huh?
On the the sidelines.
On the sidelines. There's video evidence of this employee that was with Michigan be on the sidelines as like a VIP guest or whatever, and actually mentally taking notes or texting someone saying, like, you know, when the coach grabs his knee, that means a run play, or the coach grabs his hat and waves it, it's like Hail Mary, allegedly. And all of this to show Jim Harbaugh, ah, look how much I'm doing. Look how much I'm willing to do.
Oh, man. That's dirty.
I'm like,
that's very dirty.
It's just, yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of that.
I'm like, holy Jesus. But so he could get cut. I mean, most likely he will get suspended from college football from Michigan State. But for another.
Technically, is it his fault?
Technically.
Technically, he's not the one, you know,
he's not
going out of his way. He's just getting the information.
Well, I mean, those VIP tickets are not cheap. You think this poor man with a $50,000 salary as a scout for high school kids is going able to afford this?
Michigan in general should be, like, punished.
Okay, but here's the thing. Michigan's ranked, like, number two overall. Should, and right now, let me see.
I think it'd be controversial.
College power rankings?
But they haven't won. Have they won?
You could do standings.
So they have Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. A lot of people are calling, especially people in the conference in the Big Ten, to suspend Michigan altogether and not let them be in the playoffs.
This happened this season.
This is happening right now.
This is happening.
They should get suspended at least a couple games.
But people also saying, like, hey, it's not the player's fault.
Yeah, the player shouldn't be punished
for what Jim Harbaugh allegedly is doing.
They chose the wrong school. It's their fault.
What the fuck?
They get to choose what school they go to, don't they?
Yay! No. There, I said it.
Why would you say such thing on the microphone?
I just saw a GIF. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah, it reminds me of the one, of that movie.
No, yeah, but yeah, they made their choice. You know, they're grown. They're pretty much adults.
Okay, but like, imagine you are a young up and coming.
Then they'll leave the school, go to another school that gives you a better opportunity.
Let's say you're a really good running back for Michigan, that you're doing really good. It is what it is,
man.
And you're going to get punished because your coach cheated.
It is what it is.
Ooh, wow. So you're like, everyone should, like, suffer and...
Because it's a double... The boat
should sink.
I'm saying... Everyone the, on it.
Who cares?
The so you're saying you're going to not punish it and then this is going to just go pass by like nothing happened? No. If you punish the team, nobody's going to want to go to this team and it's going to really emphasize how this much is frowned upon. You're sending a message.
I agree with that.
But the players are too.
It's unfortunate they picked the school. Now more people are going to be more aware of that. They have to really understand what the school and what the coach is when they're signing to that school.
Was it the coach or the school? Because I still think Michigan State is a really good school, but I don't think what Jim Harbaugh has done.
That's Michigan, right? That's not Michigan State.
Michigan.
Yeah, that's not Michigan.
Oh, sorry, State. Michigan. I don't believe what Jim Harbaugh has done should tamper or put a stain on
the school. Did they hire him as a coach?
Yes.
Bruh. Okay.
He didn't. Bruh. He's not volunteering.
Is he fired? Is he fired right now?
No.
Why not?
They haven't done anything.
Ongoing pending
lack of accountability from the college.
Ongoing pending investigation.
It's an investigation, guys.
And it's a business, too. You think...
Only they remove Michigan from the
okay,
playoffs,
so what you're saying is don't punish the school, but the school is not taking the correct route if this is true. They're waiting until what? Wait until proven guilty?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're gonna tell me they don't know if this is happening or not?
No, they know, and they actually filed a grievance saying that the rest of the schools has also done the same thing towards Michigan.
So that means they're towards supporting Michigan? This type of behavior.
Who?
Michigan, the school. If you sign a grievance and saying everybody else is doing, that means that I'm doing it, but everybody else is doing it, so I agree with what happened. You're not. There's no repercussion that's happening.
So, do you want to play by the honor roll and say, like, we do not tolerate this? We're going to fire Jim Harbaugh on our behalf,
and then at that point,
on our behalf. Potentially lose out on millions and millions and millions of dollars from revenue, from profit, from selling tickets, from selling beverages.
Why would you lose that?
Huh?
Why would you lose that?
Because you're no longer in the playoffs. You're number three in the playoffs.
If okay, you go no. So you're giving two different arguments. What I'm saying is, if they take accountability and fire him now, they can still play. But if they don't fire him now, that means they are sinking with the ship.
When you say fire him but still play?
So they get rid of Jim Harbaugh.
What are you smoking, man?
No. I want to make sure I understand it clearly. You say just fired Jim Harbaugh?
Is he not the issue?
No. They want to sink the whole school.
No, what I'm saying is Jim Harbaugh is the issue. I think you're giving me this story like in pieces. You're giving me different information every time. No, first of all, you said Jim Harbaugh allegedly cheated.
No. He did.
So Jim Harbaugh cheated, fired Jim Harbaugh. And the school gets scot-free because they're taking accountability but firing the bad seed.
Okay.
But if they're supporting and standing behind them,
which they are. Yeah.
Then at that point, the whole school should get punished and get kicked off the playoff.
And that's what the rest of the universities want.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's either or.
Okay.
It's too late for the first option, so now you got to suffer the second option.
And I'm responding with more information. Like, you're correct. As you say, they should do this. I'm like, well, they don't want to do this because of this.
I already told you that doesn't matter. If the school would have been more proactive and done the right thing, then the rest of the stuff wouldn't have mattered. But guess what? They messed around and found out. That's their fault. I don't feel bad for them. And the students, unfortunately, are collateral damage.
Yeah.
It's terrible to say that, but that's what it is. The school should have been managed better, and this will advocate for students maybe not choosing the school anymore. And it would really taint their program, and this will be a strong message to the rest of schools that cheating is frowned upon.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but NCAA...
They're crooks.
Crooks. The ones who are actually investigating is the Big Ten. It's the league itself.
It's the people that benefit from them getting out.
It's like their own little league and who hosts these, right? No, the Big Ten, they're taking a sweet time because they don't want to lose money. Basically, it's a business. They don't want...
I understand that.
They want to
promote.
Prolong this until the end of the season.
They want to milk it.
And once they squeeze every single drop from profit and revenue, then come down the punishment. And people are like,
so no. Deshaun Watson, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's wait till the season's over and then we'll cook them on next season and then somebody else could join so we can still make money.
Exactly.
Yeah. I understand.
And obviously the other schools are like, no, let them suspend them right now because maybe our school can get in.
Yes.
And the Big Ten is like, we don't know if you can get in because it's not like based on them. It's like based on like whatever, I don't know, fucking people.
Yeah, people want to see the top 10. They don't want to see the top 9 and the 11th.
Yeah. So we shall see, but how do you like Jim to the Raiders?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh to the Raiders.
I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
JJ, you like?
I do.
Oh, yeah, you were a 49ers coach at the time, or a 49ers fan.
Yes,
at the
time. I was a 49ers coach.
So you love Jim Harbaugh. I get it.
I coached 49ers back in the day when I was 17.
No, you were a 49ers fan with Jim Harbaugh.
That is correct, sir. I did coach with Jim Harbaugh.
Wasn't he that guy's coach?
Who?
Alex. Was it Kaepernick or something like
Colin
that?
Colin Kaepernick.
That was his coach, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I see why you like him.
Well.
Moving on.
But sticking to the AFC, the Dolphins unfortunately lost in Germany. They lost 14-21. I guess it was a season low, 193 passing yards for Tua. Are the Dolphins phonies?
Absolutely not. I think it was just an anomaly, jet lag. I've been on those planes. So. Those planes suck.
Yes, apparently they arrived a day later than the Chiefs. The Chiefs had an extra day.
Yeah.
But if we take a look at their wins, right? Dolphins beat the Chargers. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Broncos. They lost to the Bills. The Bills had a winning record. They beat the Giants. They beat the Panthers. They lost to the Eagles. Winning record. They beat the Patriots. And they lost to the Chiefs. All their losses have come with teams who have a better than 500 record. Okay. So the question, are they phonies? Because up to this point, they've demolished sorry teams. But yes. They can't beat the dogs.
No, I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. That's a given. I think the Bills are coming off of a heavy loss. I understand about the Bills. The Chiefs, I don't think there's really an excuse for losing to the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs are a really good team this year.
Their defense all of a sudden is number ranked like top three. All of the blue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But other than that, yeah, I think this is just an anomaly because 14 points for that offense seems strange. And I think it has to do with them traveling to Germany. And I think I think they just didn't have proper rest. And I think that just goes back to team management. Because why would they arrive a whole day later than their opposing team?
If you take a look, they lost to the Bills by 20. They lost to the Eagles by 17. And they lost to the Chiefs by 14. When they play against.
They lost by 14.
They lost. I'm saying the points they scored.
They lost with 14.
I see.
He does not use his words as a
man. Yeah, no, he's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Because they did lose by like about 20.
The most points that the Dolphins are able to score is 20. Okay? Against a winning record team.
I think you're like that guy that does research and then he finds like the weirdest thing that isn't a pattern, but it just happens to be true.
Probability. It's called probability.
Statistics, guy.
Yeah, statistics. Yeah. It's not probability.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Probability is statistics.
No, it's not.
Stats. Oh, probability of Dolphins beating a team with a winning record. Low.
No, I think this is a skewed study that you just happen to, you know, stumble upon. So you're neither wrong, but you're neither right at the same time.
Look at this November 19th.
Yeah, and at that time, we'll have a winning record.
Love it.
I hope you do, because right now you're 4-5.
We'll be 500.
That's why. They haven't beaten a team with at least 500. So if you beat...
This doesn't make sense.
You guys beat
Scroll down.
So we play the Jets.
Sunday Night Football.
This week.
Yep.
Dolphins are on bye.
We're on bye at the same time?
No.
Dolphins are on bye.
Dolphins are on bye.
But we're on bye next week.
You're on bye next week.
When we play the Jets this week.
Yeah.
How are we playing the Dolphins?
The following week.
Oh, you're looking at the Raiders schedule. Why are you looking at the Raiders schedule?
What are you talking about? Why are you getting so lost?
Dolphins are now
on bye week.
Yeah, the Dolphins are not playing this week.
What about next week?
The 19th.
We have a bye week next week.
You don't.
Week.
Now look at his schedule.
Look at our schedule.
You play the Jets 1 week. You play the Dolphins another. Then you play the Chiefs again. And then you go on bye week.
Oh, I thought we had a bye week next week.
Come on, guy.
Crazy. Makes sense.
I thought you were a fan. But nevertheless. JJ, you think the Dolphins are phonies?
No.
Not yet.
If I look at the schedule, they'll probably have problems. Scroll down. Probably with the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Bills.
Why do the Cowboys?
And why not the Raiders?
The Ravens are actually they're the best team in the AFC.
The Ravens?
The Ravens.
Yes.
Possibly.
They are the best.
Possibly.
Did you know Lamar Jackson is leading the league in passing yards?
Wow. Completion.
Why'd you take a break between that? Because that statement was false up until you said that.
Completion percentage.
Yeah, I want to see the attempts percentage compared to the other quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, he's leading the league. So
probably not in attempts.
No, percentage, like completions.
Yeah, if you throw like 5 times and you score 4 out of those 5 times versus a quarterback that throws 20 times and scores 15 out of those 20 times, Yeah, there's going to be an anomaly.
So you're going to tell me you'd rather have a quarterback that throws 100 times and only makes 60% or a quarterback that throws 30 times and makes 25 or 20, which
Lamar Jackson is a quarterback that chooses to run over passing the ball.
Lamar Jackson is passing more accurately because his completions is higher. I saw you clench your fist. You hate that Lamar Jackson is doing good.
No, my hand's sleeping. Uh-huh. I was resting my arm on the artery.
So that's what happens. Okay.
Yeah, when you rest your hand on an artery, your hand
goes to sleep. We're getting too distracted. I think.
What are you talking about?
You're the one that brought it up.
Well, you did clench your fist like freaking that meme. That meme from Arnold. Yeah.
No, like, I didn't. I went like this.
The second I said, "You just hate that Lamar Jackson's becoming a bad passer," and you're like, "You should." With perfect
timing. You're proving the point. No, this is just one of those things where it's just one of those unforeseen, just like coincidence. Like, where you're getting all this information with these stats, it's just a coincidence.
Watch the Raiders beat the Dolphins next 2 weeks from now.
Okay, well, let's finish
this. The only reason why I don't think the Dolphins are the best in the AFC was because they lost to the Chiefs, but the Chiefs lost to the Broncos, and the Ravens have been solid all year, and their defense is phenomenal.
And the Bills suck butt.
And the Bills are let down, yes.
Incredible let down.
But we're talking about leaders of divisions.
That's okay.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
The Bills suck.
But the leader there is the Dolphins.
Yes. Well.
But the Bills beat the Dolphins.
We're talking about best teams, so you only take the four best teams of each division.
Well, sticking with Bill. Should the Patriots fire Bill Belichick?
No. No.
What happens if they go to Germany, let's say, and they lose to the Colts?
They shouldn't, no.
Because?
Because Bill Belichick has done so much for this organization. Give the man the respect to fire him at the end of the season.
So? You didn't tell how much did Tom Brady do for that organization?
Doesn't matter. It's a duel. It's a duel. How many championships does Bill Belichick have?
Six.
You didn't tell me that's not a lot? That should be like best coach of all time.
The NFL is not about what you've done for me in the past. It's what you do for me now.
What I'm saying is they should give the man his respect and let him finish out his year. If that's what the route they really want to go.
I mean, you suck. You're 2-5.
It is what it is, man. Like I said, let the man finish out the year. Even if you get a new head coach, you think that's going to make a difference? You're already...
JJ, do you think they should fire him midseason?
No.
Me neither.
It's disrespectful.
Yes, it's a slap to the face.
It is a slap to the face, but they are not happy.
Yes, of course I understand. Not.
But this ironic thing that Bill got a contract extension.
But you think they have a solid team?
Hell no.
Okay, that's it.
I think they like...
What about the Chargers? You think the Chargers have a solid team?
Yes. And they're butt.
So imagine Bill... Imagine the Patriots part ways from Bill and Chargers fire...
defensive coordinator.
They fire their head coach and Bill comes with the pick, comes to... God damn, you got to deal with Patrick Mahomes, and then you have to deal with Bill Belichick in the same.
The Patriots are nothing to us.
Oh, no, I didn't say Patriots, I said Bill Belichick. Oh. The man who created a tuck rule in you.
That was Tom Brady. I don't know how you're molding these two people together.
You said they're duo. They are one. You said they're duo.
They're a duo. Not a
Lord Palpatine and Darth Vader.
Not a single entity.
Gogeta.
They're going.
All right, guys. What's next?
Jason Kelce was nominated for Sexiest Man Alive.
The man has a beautiful beard. He looks like he's well groomed. Very handsome man.
He's ripped.
Very handsome.
Let's see. Sexiest Man Alive for nominees of 2023. I think it might have.
He's very. He looks very fit for a center, huh?
Well, I think.
No, he's small for a center.
No, but I'm saying fit. Like usually centers are big.
Yeah.
Usually centers are look a little overweight.
Yeah, they're a lot bigger than him.
Yeah,
yeah. When I actually saw that documentary on Amazon Prime, when Andy Reid, when he was with the Eagles, when he drafted Jason Kelce, he was undersized. He didn't have the strength. He didn't have the speed. But he believed that his technique was spot on, and he did. So nominees are Jason Kelce, center, Eagle center, Timothy Chalamet, Oscar nominated.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know all these names.
Pedro Pascal, Mandalorian.
Who?
Pedro Pascal
plays the Mandalorian.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
And The Last of Us.
You ever see that guy's face?
Yeah, yeah. The Last of Us.
He comes out in The Last of Us, and I think somewhere in the second season.
He's a handsome man. He's a handsome man. Yeah. Jamie Foxx.
I know that guy.
Usher.
I was hoping,
No, I think I know what he looks like.
Yeah. Oh, he googled. You need a picture?
He's gonna be the halftime show.
He's gonna be halftime show. Old though? Yeah, he's old, man. Yeah. Oh, I mean,
I guess in his prime, sure.
He is 45.
Yeah, in his prime, I guess he was handsome.
I mean, right now.
He looks like Paul George.
I always thought of it. And Lenny Kravitz. Let me see. Who's Lenny Kravitz? I never heard.
Rock. Never seen him before. I think he has dreadlocks, maybe?
Why? Because he's into rock?
Yeah. I was right.
Oh, he has dreadlocks. Oh, that's... Hold up. Wait a minute.
No way. He looks like a smaller version of
Jason Momoa?
Or a
is that what his name
or
is?
From Aquaman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he does.
Or it looked like if Wiz Khalifa got a lot more muscle.
And I nice beard. I think you compare him to Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, look at that.
Jason Momoa, yeah.
Oh, he probably worked out with him. There's no way.
No, actually, Jason does not like working out. Jason Momoa, he actually despises working out. Lifting weights, he's just all genetics.
Fucking bastard.
Yeah, he probably just, you know, goes around, swings hammers and throws axes, and that's a form of exercise.
I guess he said, I think he said that. That's, yeah. I think he said, like, doing actual, like, activities is his workout.
Yes. That's cool. That's how most
throwing
people...
balls, catching balls.
No, just being active, like, going on hikes, you know, like, real people stuff.
I mean, look at Jason Kelce and his wife and his family. I mean, that looks like
he's America's man.
I like his brows. Be bushy.
Yeah, he's American's man.
Beautiful.
Have you guys seen that documentary?
Who?
Jason's.
No.
I actually recommend it. It's actually really good.
I'm not a big fan of documentaries.
On Amazon Prime?
Yep.
I'll take a look.
You say you don't like documentaries?
No.
But you love National Geographic.
That's different, though.
Those are documentaries on animals.
Yeah. About stuff about nature and wildlife.
Survival of the fittest?
Yeah. Stuff that I might actually use in nature.
What the fuck?
The cheetah runs at 100 miles.
You need to understand how predators work so you don't become a prey.
But I never will see you go to the forest just for fucks.
You know why?
Because I watch those documentaries. That's the reason. If I didn't watch those, I'd be naive and I'd go in there. Not knowing what to do when stuff happens.
You might as well just watch Survival Man? Is that what it's called?
Man vs. Wild?
Man vs. Wild.
No.
That's useful.
No, but it's another man's interpretation. The nature, that's my interpretation of what I see.
Oh, God.
It's like me visiting and seeing this stuff. It's like, you know, it's cool.
I don't know about you, Chief, but you never go to the wild.
Different folks, different strokes, man.
Oh, that's a good one. Different folks, different strokes.
So,
okay.
Doing a little tangent, going a little off course, you know, doing a little wheelie, doing a little drifting. It is November, Call of Duty November. That means Kyler Murray is coming back, sucking ass.
Still.
He is coming back, though.
I have Marquise Brown in most of my leagues.
Okay, he's coming back, so we'll see. But Call of Duty is dropping this weekend.
Are you officially, like, done? Like, you can't do anything, huh?
With?
Like, fantasy football.
Oh,
because me and JJ, like, surprisingly, we're doing really good, huh?
We're doing okay.
We're all tied for second. You know, it's like a four-man tie for second.
I'm tied for second, too, at the bottom.
No, you're tied for bottom.
I'm tied for bottom.
With another man.
You have to be number nine, right, in order to make the playoffs?
Yeah, because the two people at the bottom are so bad that there's a four-way tie for second place.
I haven't looked at the standing since.
Let me pull it up right now.
So we're not guaranteed playoffs. Because is it a four-player?
I thought it was six. Let's see. Playoff bracket.
No, it's either four or eight.
I did.
This is for the 2-inch club. That's the name of our.
I know it is.
Fantasy group.
2-inch club.
But yeah, in the 2-inch club, I'm like, I go up and I go down. I go up and I have like good weeks. I have bad weeks.
I think we all get in.
Everyone decides to shit on me when they're playing.
No, we don't all get in. It's either the 4 or 8.
It's 4. Wow. Top 4.
So, yeah, no, it's still, we're still competing for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried. Playoff spot. I think I'm worried.
One of my gym buddies, he's number one. JJ, you're number two. Another guy, Team Umbrees Jr. too. Is that?
So, my cousin, my little brother, me, and JJ are all tied for second.
And then one of my gym buddies.
He doesn't have a good team, but he's been doing well.
Herb, your enthusiasm. That
he has a terrible team, but he has gotten the best matchups.
Let the man have some happiness. He's a Chargers fan.
No, he's good. Like it's one of those things where I see someone his team. I'm like, his matchups are so good.
You said your cousin, your brother,
and JJ.
I think it's either your brother or your cousin. He keeps
offering you trades because you suck.
No. He's offering trades to my friend because he wants one of your brother or cousin. He wants Laporta, and
it's probably my cousin. He does a lot of trades,
and he's offering like the shittiest trades ever. He's offering like a kicker. He's offering like a flex player for Laporta. he's like, hey man, who's this guy? I'm like, I don't know. It might be one of my friends, like cousin friends.
Yeah,
like,
it's probably my cousin because. The way it works is that usually, especially if you don't know somebody in the league, you offer them a trade and you just lowball them at first.
Oh, man.
The thing is, you're supposed to open conversation. You're supposed to do a counter offer trade. That's how ethics or that's.
I rejected your shit completely.
Mine was a good trade. I don't know. It wasn't. Smoking.
You wanted Tua, you wanted Kittle, and you wanted Justin Jefferson.
And I was going to give you what? Joe Burrow, Amon St. Brown. And Marquise Brown.
No. Marquise Brown is what gets me. Why?
Because what are you giving me? You're giving me one starter, Kittle.
Why do you need Tua?
Tua wasn't your starter.
Because I have Justin Herbert.
And who was the other guy? You said three people.
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson is out of commission.
But he's coming back.
I know, but you needed guaranteed wins.
Now I'm coming. Locked and loaded.
Dude, you have no chance.
Just watch me. So I pick underdog Josh. Mentality. Eagles fly, Eagles fly.
Watch him come from the back.
The app tells you.
I am the Phoenix rising from the ashes.
The app tells you that you have 1% to make it to the playoffs. And the only reason why it gives you 1% is so you don't feel bad and quit the game so you can still play. How does that make you feel?
I
have a 22% chance of making it, okay?
It says 1%. You're looking in the wrong bracket.
I was given multiple different trades, I think, by your cousin brother, too.
My cousin, yes. That's how it's supposed to go. If you guys don't know etiquette in fantasy football, is if somebody offers you a trade, and then that just means that it opens a conversation. So they'd be like, they want this player. All right, I want you to give me this other player. And be like, no. And then you guys try to find balance in between. That's how it works.
You tell us, how long have we been doing this for?
Oh, it's just etiquette. You didn't know this?
No one's ever taught us etiquette.
In fantasy football.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if somebody offers you a trade, that means they want a person, and you're supposed to offer somebody back.
Well, you know why? But you verbally told me no.
That's because what part about if you don't know this person, this is etiquette?
Oh, okay. But I do
didn't
know
Didn't I say that?
Yes.
But if I know you, I'm going to offer you a trade, and I'm going to talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't come to an agreement, and that's okay. But we had to talk.
People of the world, this man wanted my first round pick. And I told him, okay, first round for first round. I want Tyreek Hill.
And he said no.
Because the only person that you were actually available to play was Kittle. And I gave you 3 instant starters.
I don't need starters at the wide receiver spot.
You tell me Amon St. Brown is not a good player?
You're going to give him to me during a bye week.
And guess what Marquise did? Didn't he score like 20 points that game?
Did he? I don't know. You tell me. You have him.
I do have him.
Okay.
As a fantasy manager, you should know how many points he scored.
Huh?
Aaron Jones.
You know what trade I would have done too? I would have gave you Amon St. Brown, Chris Olave, and Joe Burrow for those three guys.
Chris Olave ain't doing good.
Chris Olave, he's a WR1. I don't know what the fuck he's smoking.
I'm not smoking anything.
He's been consistent. What do you mean?
Let me vent. Call of Duty is upon us. I don't want to. And I play this. The campaign. I'm letting you guys know, save your money. It's the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. You know what? Look, we all played Warzone, right? Yes. DJ, do you like Warzone?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
The campaign. Okay, imagine 10 missions?
I only play Warzone because you guys invited me. I'm still like a low level in that game.
I don't play Warzone because this guy bugs me and tries too hard, and that's why I don't want to play. But look, the first Call of Duty released in 2003, 9.3. The next one,
cool.
8.4.
Cool.
Call of Duty, Finest Hour, 7.0.
Cool.
Call of Duty 2, 2005, 9.0.
Cool.
Call of Duty 2, PC, 8.5.
Nice.
Call of Duty Big Red 1.
Wow, that's 8. Lit.
Call of Duty 3 in 2008, not to be mistaken, something else. Call of Duty 3 PS3, 7.8. 7.3 Call of Duty 3, 2006. Let's just go to the modern ones. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, 2007. 9.4.
Hell yeah.
That was a good story. Call of Duty World at War, 9.2. Call of Duty World at War 2. What was it, 8.0?
Nobody plays these games for the story.
I do.
Everybody plays these games for online.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, 2009. This is where I entered.
This is because of the online.
9.5.
This story is mode. One of the story best
mode.
Online.
Story mode, 9.5.
What does it say story mode here?
This is all based on story modes.
Where does it say that? I'm not going to just trust you on this.
You want me to
back up? It says right there. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 single player campaign review. There.
Okay.
Continue. Call of Duty Classic.
But what does the new one got?
Mobilized Black Ops.
Oh, Black Ops. That's easy. Black Ops 8.5.
Yeah. What does this new one get?
Hold on. I'm getting there.
Oh, so you didn't start off? So the 9.5 earlier wasn't this one?
No. The 9.5 was the first Call of Duty.
Okay, ever. I thought it was this one. I don't know what you were complaining about.
We're starting from like 2003. Marvel 3, which I love Marvel 3. Back in 2011. 9.0.
Very good game.
Call of Duty Marvel 3.
What? That's the original one.
Yeah. This is like original. Like
World War 2.
Yeah. Call of Duty Black Ops 2. 9.3. I love Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2 was one of my favorites.
You keep saying this. I don't know what...
Story modes.
Oh, it says Wii U, I guess.
Yeah. Wii U.
Oh, that's Wii.
What says?
I thought it was World War II.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Wii U.
Yeah, it's Wii's. What the fuck?
Declassify. Have you guys heard?
Before I continue.
Can you like go faster, man? This is not an interesting topic for me.
Even the Ghost, Call of Duty Ghost, 8.8. Yeah, okay, I'm fast forwarding.
Black Ops 4. This is going too much in detail.
Are we even progressing through the timeline of the games?
Yeah. There you go. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer. Call of Duty. It doesn't even show.
What the fuck,
man? You didn't even do your research before you show us?
Okay.
We're showing anticipation.
Basically, it gave it a 4.
When's the date of this review? Is it even before? It's probably even before this time, dude.
November 3rd.
Updated November 4th.
Oh. And the campaign wasn't out by then.
But he played it.
No, campaign came out early November 4th of last week. Early access.
And he played it ahead of time.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
This game's story mode fucking sucks, okay? Normally, we all know Call of Duty missions. They give you a mission, you go in, right? Like, we got to get to the chopper, whatever, right? Like, hold the fort, right? It gives good story plot telling, good narrative.
What's the issue?
They basically took Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2's Warzone. They put it into this called sandbox so you can do whatever you want. You don't have to follow anyone. That sounds amazing. No.
That's not my type of game.
No. It's not. Because...
it's like Skyrim.
The fuck? Skyrim?
Keep talking. I'm just interrupting you. Because just keep talking.
I want you to tell me the story. You build a narrative. You tell me like, oh, we got to get the nukes because the
have
nukes...
have you not played any games other than these?
No, I do. I do not like Skyrim. I do not like Ghost of Tsushima. I don't like those type of games.
The games that sell.
I couldn't even get into Horizon Zero Dawn. Too many options. I was like, no, don't tell me. Can I get a bow?
I'm going to have to fucking play the game. Can I get a bow? He's being very biased.
Can I get a bow? I should go get some rocks. I need some rocks. And like, no, don't give me options.
You know, games have evolved. That's the reason why I hate that campaign, right? You're making this sound like the best campaign to me.
Who?
You.
Horizon?
No, this new Call of Duty.
Bro, you're not listening either?
No.
I like options.
I don't like options. I like to give me a good juicy story where I'm like caught off guard. This is just, I don't like
if to it feel is not, free. If it's not God of War, caliber, then no. It has to be God of War caliber or what's the other one? The Last of Us caliber for me to actually agree with you. Call of Duty is not that caliber.
The problem is with me is because they brought back a lot of OG maps and a lot of OG characters, Price, Gas, Ghost, whatever. So the expectation is that you're going to not build off the old one or the original one, but like you have a standard. It's kind of like we got to take MJ or LeBron. MJ is a standard. MJ has created the standard of the GOAT.
Okay.
When you compare anything to that, there's going to be scrutinized.
I know, but
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and a lot of people's is like the one of the greatest Call of Duties ever.
Yes.
So when you put so much emphasis on bringing back players who have nostalgia on Rust, on Favela, on Skid Row, on Estate, you're bringing back like, hey, we're making this. Hey, we're comparing it to that.
Yeah, but the thing is, it feels like what you're doing is you have missions and objectives like you would in real life, and you're choosing which ones to do in whichever order you want. Which seems to be.
But that's not Call of Duty's memo. That's never been.
But Call of Duty has always been random freaking missions that somewhat connect at the end. How come all these missions can't connect? And then you could develop different stories, different plots, depending on the choices that you make. And now you can have 5 or 6 different ending scenarios.
Okay, but that
sounds really cool to me.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 had that with options. Okay. But you still follow at the end of the day, you still follow the trail of like, we're going to guide you. Depending on what you do, the outcome might be different. But you're going to still follow this trail. This, the trail is like, do whatever the hell you want. It didn't feel like they put as much effort into the campaign. As someone who enjoys a campaign, I feel like they kind of like, last second, we grab this map here, we grab this stereotype of a mission of like, this, and this, and boom.
I would contradict you and say that it's actually harder to do an open world map than a single line trajectory map.
So, one question. How many missions do you get to do before you're thrown?
You gave up before it even happened to that point.
Wait.
No. I finished it, okay?
Wait, don't interrupt me. How many missions do you have to do in order to get thrown into this like open world stage?
The second mission.
And then after that?
Another second open world sandbox type. Where like you press the pad in the middle, mm-hmm. It tells you investigate this area.
That sounds like a mission to me.
Yeah, I don't know what you're complaining about.
I have to play the game out.
It's Warzone in a campaign. That is not. Maybe I sound like an old man saying like, yeah. I like better the old thing. Well, you know what?
You like it when you can't go like a wall prevent, like an invisible wall prevents you from going somewhere?
I don't know. Because that's not the story. You're telling the story. You're telling a campaign.
I know, but when you play campaign, there's invisible walls that says
that you get up, like you can't go, like you physically.
You enjoy that.
Yes, because I don't care about. I wonder. Oh, look at this tree. I'm gonna try to walk to this tree. I don't care about that. I care what is this story because how they ended. They're making another one. They're just milking the shit.
Can I just respectfully disagree with you and just keep?
Well, can't disagree with me because you haven't played the campaign.
I would respectfully disagree with you.
I would respectfully play the campaign first and then come talk to me. And then we can disagree.
I don't play campaigns.
Well, you're going to have to
play. I thought Call of Duty campaigns were garbage to begin with.
That's my opinion. Call of Duty campaigns.
And, you know, all the power to you, man.
That's why it's biased.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually one who enjoys a good campaign. Call of Duty campaign.
I play campaign games.
Not Call of Duty.
No, because this is a sad.
This is me venting. You can shut the hell up because you haven't played it. So we're wrapping it up. Predictions.
Got you there.
No predictions.
No predictions. All right, DJ. I mean, JJ.
It's
ready?
It's over.
It's over, man.
Why?
We hit our hour mark.
30 seconds. Go.
Oh, my Panthers. Goodness.
30 seconds. Go. Panthers versus Bears.
Panthers. Patriots. Ravens, Packers.
Okay. Okay. Panthers. Bears.
Colts.
Colts and Patriots.
Colts.
Browns and Ravens. Ravens.
Ravens.
Ravens. Packers and Steelers. Steelers.
Steelers.
49ers and Jaguars. Jaguars.
Jaguars.
And actually their favorite. 49ers are favorite at Jaguars.
49ers.
Yeah. Saints and Vikings.
Saints.
Vikings.
Vikings.
Texans, Bengals.
Ooh. Texans.
Bengals.
Texans look dirty.
Titans and Buccaneers.
Buccaneers. Both suck.
Titans.
Titans.
Lions and Chargers. Lions.
Lions.
Chargers.
Falcons and Cardinals. Cardinals.
Falcons.
Cardinals.
Giants and Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Cowboys. Commanders and Seahawks. Seahawks.
Commanders. I'm just kidding. Seahawks.
Seahawks. Seahawks. Jets and Raiders. Jets.
Raiders.
What?
Raiders.
Jets.
You said Jets?
Raiders. I heard someone said Jets.
He said Raiders. You're the only one that said Jets.
I said Jets? You don't I echo. Could never say Jets. Raiders. And Broncos and Bills. I'm taking Broncos.
I'm taking the Bills.
Broncos, bitch. Bills fucking suck.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next one. Peace. Adios.